AM 580 News.
Thanks, Dan. Good morning. The lawyer for Maurice Legrone Jr. says he could return to circuit court to see a rehearing on his murder conviction. Stuart Schiffman commented after the Illinois Supreme Court, without comment, refused to hear Legrone's appeal of his convictions in the 2003 drownings of three young children at Clinton Lake. The Clinton man was convicted in 2006 of first-degree murder and the deaths of the children of his former girlfriend, Amanda Hamm. Hamm was sentenced to 10 years in prison, while Legrone is serving a life sentence. Legrone had hoped to argue that the jury in his trial wasn't told it could convict him of a lesser charge, such as involuntary manslaughter. Tomorrow is the official end date of the spring session for Illinois lawmakers, but they haven't approved a budget or a $31 billion building plan, which is also on the table. Tony Arnold has more.
The Capitol building plan calls for an expansion of gambling and leasing the state lottery to provide money for roads, bridges, and other construction projects. The question remains, though, whether state legislators will stick around past Saturday if they don't approve it before then. Illinois House Speaker Mike Madigan says the future of the Capitol plan falls on Governor Rod Blagojevich. Madigan says the governor has been reluctant to bring people to the table.
The House Democratic Caucus is a very diverse group. I work every day to bring them together. Blagojevich attempts to rip people apart, and now we see what the problem is. He can't govern. He can't get things enacted because of that government style.
Earlier this week, Blagojevich had a press conference with all the state legislative leaders, except Madigan. At that time, the leaders said they supported passing the Capitol plan. I'm Tony Arnold.
We'll have more on the budget situation in Springfield coming up at 8:40. Thousands of state workers yesterday rallied in response to the latest contract offer from the Blagojevich administration. The 40 rallies from AFSCME Council 31 around Illinois included one outside an office in Champaign yesterday. Staff Representative Rick Prince was among about 30 people carrying signs. He says they're not asking for a lot, just a chance to negotiate in good faith.
If we could talk to the governor and the legislators, we'd tell them to sit down and bargain a fair contract. They're not taking a wage cut. They're not taking health insurance cuts. They're not taking pension cuts. And why should they try to impose those same kinds of things on these employees that do the work of the state of Illinois? These are the folks that actually makes the state of Illinois work.
Prince says poor staffing is forced prison workers and those with the Department of Human Services to work mandatory overtime and often carry the load of two or three people. Negotiations have been ongoing with the state for 6 months. The current contract expires at the end of June. A spokesperson for the governor says negotiations are ongoing and won't be discussed with the media. Barack Obama again has distanced himself from a controversial sermon given at his Chicago church. Obama says he's deeply disappointed to hear a sermon from Chicago activist priest Reverend Michael Flager given at Trinity United Church of Christ last Sunday that mocked Hillary Rodham Clinton. Flager has apologized. In the sermon, he said Clinton cried in January before the New Hampshire primary because she felt entitled to the Democratic nomination and that, in Flager's words, a black man is stealing my show. He then went on to parody Clinton, sobbing and wiping his face with a handkerchief. Clinton's campaign denounced Flager's sermon, calling it divisive and hurtful language. A group hoping to build a Hindu temple north of Champaign has launched a $3 million fundraising campaign. The Hindu Temple and Cultural Society of Central Illinois showed off designs for that proposed temple at a dinner last night in Urbana. While a single deity occupies the main position in many Hindu temples, the proposed Champaign temple will be dedicated to three deities. Society trustee and past president Narayana Rao says the god Ganesha and goddesses Sarasvati and Durga were chosen to attract Hindus of varying backgrounds. He says all three are linked to education, knowledge, or wisdom, a theme that was deliberately chosen.
So what I would like to do is to base it on a trait that is common to all of us, no matter where we came from, which language we speak, which deity we believe in. So the question was asked, what is the common trait to all of us? The answer was education, because of education that we received, education, knowledge, we are able to come here and succeed in whatever we are doing here.
The temple will be built about 2 miles north of Champaign. The Hindu Temple and Cultural Society has bought about 40 acres of land for the project, but only five will be used for the temple and grounds. The rest will remain as farmland or possibly a restored natural area. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 9:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
WILL weather is made possible in part by Jim Rue at Champaign-Danville Overhead Doors in Ogden, serving businesses and families with professionally installed doors and automatic openers since 1959. Champaign-Danville Overhead Doors offers pinch-proof doors, keyless digital entries, and lifetime manufacturer's warranties.
It's 8:35, and we'll check in again with the weather office, where Ed Kieser has been busy watching storms develop in parts of western and northwestern Illinois. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dan.
Yeah, it looks like activities getting underway in those areas, and I know we have a tornado watch now for Livingston, Logan, and McLean counties until 2.
That's correct, and there are a lot more counties in Illinois under the watch. It's just they're all to the west and north of there. So Quincy, Quad Cities, Lincoln, Bloomington Normal, Pontiac, Peoria, LaSalle, Peru, Kankakee, Chicago, all under a tornado watch until 2 p.m. So in our severe weather coverage area, it's Livingston, McLean, and Logan counties along I-55. But you go on up toward Chicago or just get north of Iroquois County into Kankakee County, you're in the tornado watch, and the watch covers that large area. Clusters of thunderstorms, a large, what we call mesoscale convective